Welcome to The Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, brought to you by Altrus. I'm your host, Jo McGarry. Today, we're going to talk about membership at the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce. Joining us is Tyler Hunt. He's the Associate Vice President of Membership Services, and he's responsible for new membership sales and retention and for developing strategic initiatives and partnerships to meet membership growth and revenue objectives. In other words, he has to make money or he can't keep his job. How are you, Tyler?
Oh, I'm very fine. Thank you so much for having me today.
No, it's really nice to have you. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the Chamber. It's only fitting that once in a while we should have a Chamber of Commerce podcast about the Chamber of Commerce. So I'm looking forward to that. But first of all, it's always interesting for us to find out how people get to be who they are and where they are. You've got a business development and marketing degree. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a marketing degree and my background is mainly in sales. I've worked in a variety of industries, healthcare, similar to Altrez, payroll, timeshare, and now I'm in the nonprofit world. So pretty well-rounded.
So things to do with people, obviously, are something that very much appeals to you, just interacting with.
Absolutely. I get paid to talk to people.
Pretty nice. So tell us a little bit about the membership. And I mean, a lot of people who are listening are members already. There's many people who know the value of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce here in Honolulu or on the neighbor islands. What are some of the things that when you start to talk to someone who's not a member, what are some of the things that you point out to them immediately as being a benefit?
Yeah, certainly. So there's always a variety of reasons to get involved with the chamber. So one of the first things I'll do is just look at the background of the company. And I can oftentimes tell why they're getting involved in the chamber just from looking at the company. So if it's a newer business, typically they want to get involved for support, for getting, you know, their image out there, more visibility, resources for their business. If it's a larger business with a workforce, that's where, you know, the conversation could get a bit more detailed because the membership is for the whole organization. So you may have different departments getting involved, business development, anything from the HR department to the CEO to anyone who wants to get involved with the community. So typically I'll just figure out what we can do to support and where we can get that business involved.
And you're kind of multifaceted, right? Because it's not, the Chamber of Commerce isn't just if you're a big organization, and it's not something that excludes very small companies. You actually can fit something for just about any size, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have nearly 2,000 members, and most of them are small businesses with less than 30 employees. And we have plenty of businesses that are sole proprietors and consultants. We also have some of the largest businesses in the state as members. So I'm sure you're familiar with the Hawaii Business Magazine top 250 list. So a little over half of the largest businesses in Hawaii are members of the chamber. So it's a pretty good mix of different industries and different sizes.
And tell us, like, say I'm like a really small company, right? Say I'm just starting and I have like 8 employees or something. Mm-hmm. What would the benefits be for me to join the chamber? What kind of things am I going to be able to say that is really helping me?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a ton of events. So connecting with the business community, getting connections. I mean, it could be anything from your next customer or client to perhaps someone who can really help your business, maybe a partner or, you know, a new employee that you may want to hire. Information and resources for your business. We put out informational webinars and, you know, vital information that can help you run your business and also support advocacy-wise. You know, our mission here is to advocate for business. So there's a lot of different ways to get involved and there's no requirement. You know, it's not required for you to go to an event, to attend a meeting. It's really what you make out of it. And we provide the resources and we can meet and give you a good idea on how you can get involved. But I would say, you know, connecting with other businesses, the business community, and advocating for your business are the top reasons.
I think the advocacy thing is huge, isn't it? And I think it's particularly because of Sherry, of course. She's just very involved in local government. And I think with very particular businesses too, like with restaurants, for example, I know that many of them really rely on the chamber to be there for them, to help with legislation, to get things in front of, you know, our politicians, who I think sometimes really don't understand what it's like to run a business in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a lot of our legislators, they've never run a business, or some haven't even worked in a business. Mm-hmm. So they really rely on businesses to hear feedback on how to shape policy. And the chamber is a good way to utilize and have a voice in government. So it's, and not every business gets involved that way, but membership does help support our efforts. There's, you know, over 3,000 bills introduced every session. Yeah, so some businesses just want information mm-hmm. on the bills, because we're the ones that are at the Capitol tracking all these bills.
And you can also, I mean, as you say, not every business gets involved in this side of it, but I think this is a very visible side of what the chamber does, is stands up for small business. I was talking yesterday to a restaurant owner who was seeking advice, because a lot of the restaurants, as everybody knows, are going through a very challenging time. They've got minimum wage increases that they're just unprecedented. They have so many problems with money now. I worry for a lot of them. But this particular owner was saying to me, we're going to start charging the credit card fee on receipts on their bill, because it's just too much for them to be charged up to 4.5% and have to pay it. So I said, yes, that's a good idea. People will accept it, or they'll give you cash. They'll understand what's going on. And I thought, now that's a sort of thing the chamber could do really well, is instead of it just being one restaurant who's having to do all this by himself, it could be every restaurant joins together and says, hey, Hawaii, sorry, there's a 3% charge now at restaurants if you use credit cards. I mean, that is the kind of thing that you guys can do much more effectively, right, than just one little business trying to do itself.
Yeah, you know, we can certainly...
I'm not suggesting you do that, yeah, Tyler. No, that's I'm an just saying it's a point. Sort of yeah. It's a sort of thing where, as a member of the chamber, someone could call the chamber and say, look, we need help having a meeting about this, getting together with this, and then all of a sudden you've got like a little movement going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, businesses like that can leverage the chamber to have a voice in government, and it's always a strength in numbers, right? And a lot of our lawmakers, they want to hear from the business versus us. So
yes,
that's another huge point as well. You know, we do have a voice in government, but we also want to hear, it's very important that we hear from the actual business owners and get them involved as well.
How many people come to your networking events? Because you have so many things that you guys do. Some are really fun, some are informative. Tell us about some of the fun ones, and how many people attend? Because there's a lot of people in Hawaii who really understand the value of networking here. I'm speaking as someone who's a horrible networker. I am the worst possible person to ever put into a cocktail party situation, because I just say all the wrong things. So I have a fear of networking organizational things. But happily, I'm quite unusual. tell us a little bit about like some of the mixers and some of the things that you do, where people who are like me listening might think, oh, you know what? That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, I have to say, you're very easy to talk to and conversational, so it's hard for me to believe.
Yes, but this is because this is my job, Tyler.
So, yeah, we have a huge amount of networking opportunities on a regular basis, and some of our networking series, Business After Hours, is our Kauhana, grabbing some pupus and some drinks at different locations, typically around Honolulu. We have about 8 to 10 of those a year, and we'll collaborate with members on the space. So we've had, you know, in the past, we've had International Marketplace. We've had some co-working spaces host us. We've done one at Aloha Tower. And typically we'll have a member as the presenting sponsor as well. But it's, those are a great series of events just to bring businesses together and connect with other folks.
And it's a really good way to showcase your own business, actually, isn't it? I mean, if you decide to sponsor an event for the Chamber and have everyone come to your business, it's, I mean, perfect.
Absolutely, yeah. So if there's a, you know, for example, a new restaurant location and they want to get the word out and invite some local businesses, it's a great opportunity to connect with that market and bring people together.
Well, first of all, how long have you been doing this before I ask you this question?
Yeah, so I've been with the Chamber for 3 years now. I started at a very peculiar time at the very beginning of COVID. And at the time, a lot of folks were laid off because of COVID, including me. and at the time, I wasn't even really looking for a new opportunity, because at the beginning of COVID, it was probably the worst time to look for a new job. Mm-hmm. Things were closing down, jobs were being cut. But I was fortunate enough to be referred this job. And I actually used to be a young professional myself. I used to go to Chamber events and network, and I had some connections at the Chamber already. So I was referred this opportunity, and, you know, time flies, been here for 3 years later.
So what I was going to ask you was really kind of was the 2020 question. Are you noticing that businesses are having different needs since 2020? Like, we talk to a lot of businesses who've changed quite significantly since COVID because of the way they had to start treating their employees. The company culture has become like a much bigger thing with a lot of people. You know, retaining their employees has become super important because they saw what happened when a major disaster could come along. Are you seeing that? I mean, are you seeing businesses having more challenges? Are you seeing them asking you for different things? Is there anything you think that's notable since in the last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious one was it was really challenging during COVID because a lot of members get involved with the Chamber to connect with others. And so it was hard to connect. We didn't have our live events. On the advocacy front, it was very challenging. There's different closures of certain industries, and we had to navigate that very complicated regulatory field for a while.
And you also had to sort of come up with answers to questions that people were posing for the first time, right? I remember Sherry coming in here and we were talking about dealing with restaurants and starting initiatives for them. And it was really inventing something that hadn't existed before. It was a very challenging time, I think, for all of you. Hopefully easier nowadays.
Yeah, it had a different set of challenges. We put a lot of effort into our event. So I think having less in-person events, you know, created more time for us to focus on different opportunities for members. But you also mentioned the workforce challenges. So that's one of the biggest challenges I see right now. And everyone kind of has the same response, like, where are all the workers? Like, what are people doing? That has been a huge challenge. The Chamber does have a lot of fantastic workforce initiatives. There's a workforce development education department. We have sector partnerships and engineering, tech, and healthcare. And it's a long-term strategy to kind of create more jobs here in Hawaii and create more opportunities to keep people here. The main goal of these departments is trying to keep the talent in Hawaii versus, you know, moving to the mainland where it's a lot easier oftentimes to find opportunity. So it's really exciting, a lot of these initiatives coming out, and we're hoping long term that Hawaii is one of the top states in the country to do business. And
wouldn't
that be fabulous?
It really would. That's a goal worth striving for, isn't it? Because we have so much talent here, as we all know, and then we lose so much of it because it is difficult to live in such a perfectly beautiful place. What where do we start? Like if people are listening and they think, you know what, that's probably just what my small business or big business needs. How do you join the chamber? What do you have to do? Do you have to be vetted? How much does it cost? Well, you don't have to talk about that if you don't want to, but tell us all the basic things we need to know about joining.
Yeah, so it's very simple. Membership is based on the size of your business. So small business membership start at $500 a year. Typically, you'll meet with myself or my counterpart in the membership department where we can discuss. And I really ask very simple questions like, you know, what are your reasons for inquiring about membership? Because there's always different reasons and areas where we can support that business. And there's just a ton of different programs to get involved in. I mean, I could talk for 3 hours about all the different ways you can get involved with the chamber. So I like to cater to the audience to really support their needs. You know, sometimes it's just getting some connections and doing some networking, getting more visibility. Sometimes it's supporting our advocacy efforts. Sometimes it's just being, you know, getting more resources for your team. You know, we put out a lot of resources like a employment law seminar or, you know, marketing or, you know, even this podcast, right, can be a resource. So it's up to me to kind of determine, you know, where they can get involved, what we can do to support. And it's really just a quick phone call and we determine what your level of support is. And that's it.
Pretty simple. And obviously going to your website, the Chamber of Commerce website, is the easiest way for people to see what you do and find out more about membership.
Yeah, we have a really short application. It takes less than 5 minutes to fill out. At the very least, we need just the name of your business and your contact information, and we set up a call, and it's super easy.
And you can also download archives of this podcast as well and listen to some of the very interesting guests that we've had on over the, I think, years now we've been doing this. I can't remember how long, but certainly there's quite an archive in there to which you will now be joining. So,
all right,
you will be archived on your own website, the Chamber of Commerce website. If you want to know more about membership, if you're thinking that it might be a great idea for your organization to become part of, really, I mean, the voice of business, it truly is what the Chamber of Commerce is. And if you've seen any of the things that they've done in the advocacy department, then you'll know that they are a very strong group and take it very seriously. And of course, led by Sherry Manor McNamara, who is very involved in local government, and I don't think you could have a better leader. So Tyler, thank you so much for coming to join us today. It was really lovely to chat with you. People can call you, they can email you, they can find out more about membership on the website. And are you at that magic 2000 number yet, or are you just close to it with membership?
You know, it's always fluctuating, almost like every week. But we like to say nearly 2,000 members, just because it's always
almost
changing.
It's almost around there. That's a really good number to be at. Okay, absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You've been listening to The Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, brought to you by Altrus. Join us next time for more stories of Hawaii's business.